Time to talk about leukemia and lymphoma. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is leading the charge to improve treatment. It's leukemia, the most common cancer diagnosed in children and adolescents under the age of 20. And to address the urgent need, they have started to expand their commitment to pediatric blood cancer patients and their families through its Dare to Dream project. Here to talk about that and also the journey of what it's like to have somebody afflicted with it, we have Courtney Addison, who's a mother of a pediatric cancer survivor. We'll have a story about her son, Caden, in a moment. Also, Dr. Gwen Nichols, the chief medical officer of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I guess, Doctor, if we could start with you, if you could just kind of give a brief overview of what we're talking about, leukemia, lymphoma, what the blood cancer, how that affects the children, adolescents.
So, absolutely. Thanks. Thank you for having us. These cancers, well, you'll hear from Courtney, can come on very suddenly and unexpectedly, and it's devastating to a family. It is not just the patient who is impacted by this diagnosis, and it often requires very urgent treatment and hospitalization. And this is a personal and financial and emotional strain for any family. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society wants to change the paradigm of how these cancers are treated, to move away from one-size-fits-all chemotherapy to more targeted and more individualized therapies. But we can only do that through international collaboration and a real wholehearted effort to change how we develop new therapies for kids.
Courtney, if you could share your story about your son, Caden, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So my son, Caden, was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at the age of 3 in March of 2020, and it was absolutely devastating. I remember the day as clear, like it was yesterday, when the doctors came in and shared that news, and it really felt like my heart imploded. I could not believe that my healthy, happy, energetic little boy was diagnosed with this. And then a couple of days later, we found out that he actually had a very rare form of leukemia that only happens in about 3% of the cases. And so that meant that his standard treatment is now going to be a more intensive chemotherapy journey to attack this type of variation. And so it was a very long journey. You know, he was 3. He didn't quite understand what was going on. And as a mom, it was terrifying, not really knowing what was going to happen. And then seeing your child, you know, lose his appetite, have low energy, lose his hair, and then also have even more severe complications as a result of the treatment. It was a very scary journey, and one that I never in a million years thought that I'd be going through.
At what point did you reach out or become aware of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and maybe what they do and what helps that they could provide to you?
Yeah, so actually a couple months after his diagnosis, a friend told me about the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and you know, I'm a doer at heart, so you know, I was really trying to figure out a way to really channel these very hard, difficult emotions into something that was more productive. So I got involved with their Life and Night event, and I, you know, eventually found out through that all of the incredible resources that LLS provided. And so really, as a mom who was going through this, I wanted to be educated about what my son was going through. What were the treatments? What were the potential side effects? And so I took advantage of a lot of their educational resources so that I could best advocate for my son. So, you know, I'm very thankful for all of the things that they provide, and that for sure was the most beneficial to me, those educational resources.
Doctor, you mentioned at the beginning a little bit about how you tried to, there needs to be a bigger effort for this. What's the roadblocks right now? Why is it, what's hindering this kind of international kind of progress?
Well, I could spend an hour telling you about roadblocks, but I think the most important thing is that the drug development paradigm is set up for more common adult cancers. And so therapies are developed to try and help move along therapies for lung cancer, for breast cancer, and for leukemia in adults. But you can imagine the biology of what causes a cancer in a 6-year-old is often quite different than what causes cancer in a 60-year-old. And so we need to change the emphasis and make sure we're developing therapies for the biology that are appropriate for the biology of children's cancers. And you can only, because thankfully it's fairly rare, you can only do that if everyone works together. And we need everyone, you know, what you call cancer in Europe might be different than in the U.S., might be different in other parts of the world. We need that to be coordinated and for everyone to compile their data together. And this is what the PEDAL initiative is. As part of the Dare to Dream project, it's a clinical trial, a global clinical trial, doing a single type of trial with multiple different therapies in all parts of the world.
Talk more about the Dare to Dream project. What are some of the overview things that it's involved with, and how people maybe can also become a part of this?
Well, Dare to Dream is a reimagining of how we learn more about childhood cancers. So we do that through research. We do that through the educational resources that Courtney talked about. We expand that. We also talk about helping people not only during the treatment, which of course is incredibly important, but after the treatment. You heard about Caden still has side effects from the therapy. Not only do we want to find less toxic and more individualized treatments for patients, but we want to support them after their therapy, support them and support their families. And we advocate in Washington and the states as well to be sure that our legislators put emphasis on therapies for kids.
Courtney, why was it important for you to share your story as well as help others who may be starting this journey that you've been through for a while?
So honestly, as a parent, I mean, this was completely devastating. And so for me, it was important that I really helped to pay it forward. You know, LLS was there for me. I'm proud to report that my son, you know, is completely done with treatment. And so I want to be able to help other parents that might be going through something similar. I want to help to move childhood cancer treatments forward. And so if I can do that by sharing my story, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, LLS is a phenomenal organization. They're passionate about what they do. And so I really wanted to be linked with an organization that is really heavy on that research to, again, not just cure cancer, but make sure that kids are thriving after they are done with their treatment.
Dr. Nichols, where's a place for people to go to get some good information about what we've talked about today?
Well, your listeners can go to lls.org. But I would encourage them to actually call our Information Resource Center. We have social workers and health educators available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, for free information and resources. And that number is 1-800-955-4572. If you know someone with a blood cancer or you yourself are affected, please reach out. We want to help.
Well, we appreciate your time getting the word out this morning. Courtney, thanks for sharing your story. And Dr. Nichols, appreciate all the good advice we got today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Dare to Dream, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, is leading the charge to improve treatment, care, and outcomes for children with blood cancer.